Consider this. Governor Jay Inslee, he can't be gone soon enough for my taste, is now saying that if he doesn't get the wind farms and the solar panels that he wants, that somehow this is going to slow down the use of artificial intelligence. I imagine that's because much of the tech world in the United States views the Pacific Northwest as this giant energy farm to be used because energy is relatively cheap in the Pacific Northwest compared to almost everywhere else in the country. So I thought we'd talk about that with Washington State Senator Judy Warnick, who represents the 13th Legislative District. That's Grant, Kittitas, and Yakima counties. Senator Warnick, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Lars. I am so glad to be on. And, you know, when I heard that Governor Inslee said that without wind and solar, we're not going to have AI, I laughed. I really did, because of Quincy. That Quincy, Washington, and the center of my district is also a center central in Washington. And data centers and the tech centers are needed for AI. And we were built on not just on wind and solar, but on hydro. Wind and solar is too intermittent. And, you know, if we were going to be what he wants increase AI, we're going to have to cover all our farm ground with solar, all our farm ground with wind towers. We can't do that. We can't do that. So it has to be a mix. I'm not totally opposed to wind and solar. What I am opposed to is it taking the place of our excellent hydropower.
Well, you know what I object to, Senator Warnick? Look, I'm an electric consumer. I try to keep my electric consumption down. But when all these companies say, we're coming to the Northwest, why? Because they get big tax subsidies. They build these giant server farms. It involves a fair number of construction jobs for 6 months or a year. And then after that, there's almost nobody working there, a very small group of people that actually have jobs there. And it doesn't produce a product that gets exported other than electronically. And you say, well, why are you here? Well, I think it's easy to understand. A temperate climate, because servers need a lot of cooling, generally generous communities that say, oh, we're willing to let you take billions of gallons of water to cool those servers down and sell you very inexpensive power. Except the region is now closing down its coal-fired power sources, both in Oregon, Washington, and in outlying states like Montana and Wyoming, and they don't have enough power to replace it. And at the same time, they're pushing every homeowner, convert your house to electric. Get away from natural gas, get away from all these other things. And we're looking at regional energy shortages. That's not my prediction. That's the prediction of the Northwest Regional Power Council. So to some extent, I want the community to start saying, if we're going to be running short of electricity, but we're going to keep the lights turned on for some AI server farm that provides 20 jobs somewhere. No, that's not a good deal for the region. Would you agree?
Well, in some ways, Lars, in some ways. Now, the tax implications that the little community of Quincy has seen has been tremendous. This town has gone from a little dirt road going through the community to a thriving community because those tax, data centers are here. Because of the property tax, the sales tax, we get Quincy benefits from that. And, you know, I got a report from the Electric Power Research Institute. Data centers only pull 3 to 6%, 3 to 6% of the total power. So, you know,
right
there's
now
reports that they're pulling right now, but if they're pulling more, then I need a better report for that. And, I live it. I live because I also own a farm and we have irrigation that needs to be brought. Water needs to be brought to our farm with irrigation pumps.
Well, can I throw Senator, at the risk of trying to, you know, educate a senator who's involved in making the decisions, the Northwest Power Planning Conservation Council has sent out a warning. And this came out July of this year. They said data centers could use up to 4,000 megawatts on average of electricity by 2029, 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. And they say to tell you what 4,000 megawatts is, that's enough to power the entire city of Seattle five times over. So they may consume a small percentage now, but they're apparently they're heading up for a whole lot more because they found, you know, the cheap power and a nice region to work in, inexpensive land. I'll bet land is a lot cheaper in eastern Washington and eastern Oregon than it is in Silicon Valley near Palo Alto. I guarantee you. So they got cheap land, cheap water, abundant water, temperate climate, and they're going to be setting up data centers that are going to suck up enough power to power the entire city of Seattle five times over within 5 years. That sounds like a lot more than 6%, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. But at this time, it's 6%. So that's where, and I am meeting with the PUD folks tomorrow, meeting with some yesterday. They are helping to regulate the location of these. So I get it. I understand the concern, but what they are using for total use is much less than what some people
are. I'm telling you is if you're looking at a time horizon only 5 years from now, and I'm reading straight out of the Northwest Power and Conservation Council, the government agency that's supposed to make sure we got enough power to turn all the lights on, and you got people like Jay Inslee saying, you have to buy an electric car. Kamala Harris still apparently believes in an EV mandate where you won't be able to buy a gas car. Oh, and by the way, we're going to make you build an all-electric house, and we're going to take every other use of natural gas and everything else and say you can't use that stuff anymore. You have to use electricity. Here's the last line from that report from Northwest Power, setting up potential shortfalls. So when the day comes and they say we don't have enough power, because that's what they try to manage, is enough power being generated to feed all the needs. And you've got server farms that are now, you know, consumer will be consuming enough power to power Seattle five times over. Who gets turned off? Do the people end up in a brownout or a blackout? Or do we black out the data centers? Because if you're blacking out the data centers, I have a feeling they're going to scream bloody murder. And I have a feeling they have more political pull and punch than you and me and everybody listening put together.
Absolutely, but you hit the nail on the head. They are, people in power right now are getting rid of cheap, good sources of power. If they could, they would get rid of the hydro power. They would get rid of all the dams. So I can't hardly blame the data centers for being interested in our area, but we need to protect the power that we have. Bring back natural gas, bring back coal if we need to, and protect our hydro.
And the other thing is, I don't know how it worked in Quincy, but in Boardman, Oregon, they were building data centers because the local government was saying, we'll give you a pass on property taxes or a large proportion of your property. Did Quincy do any of that, tax advantages?
There are some tax advantages, but they've been able to build a new high school, new police station, new city hall, and new hospitals. So all that after the data centers came. So those are helping tremendously.
Okay, so but they still didn't have to pay their full weight of taxes. And Senator Warnock, I'd warn you, citizens don't take that lightly when you say, how come I pay the full weight of taxes, but these guys, the shiny new data center, don't have to pay it? Oh, and by the way, they're going to suck up enough power to power the city of Seattle five times over by 5 years from now. Senator Warnock, thank you very much.